USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A series of winter storms is set to impact northern parts of the United States starting late Monday night. The storm set to impact 25 million Americans as snow will begin falling in states across the northern plains and upper Midwest with possible snowfall rates of 1 inch per hour. This could also lead to dangerous travel conditions that may impact airports in Chicago and St. Louis. Leaders of Europe are mobilizing against a possible invasion of Ukraine by the Russians. The German Chancellor and the French President say they have spoken with President Biden today, and Russia's aggressions will not go unanswered. This comes as Russian President Vladimir Putin says he recognizes eastern parts of Ukraine as sovereign to Russia. This has sparked fears a Russian invasion is imminent. This is USA Radio News.
Billy Gerard, we're here with Nancy B., who's a longtime user of Revive One. Nancy, tell me, how has Revive One changed your life?
Well, my husband has a lot of pain in his back, and believe me, we've tried a million things. I have so many things on the counter. I've had prescriptions. I've had all kinds of things. But this really, really does relieve the pain on his shoulder and his back. And now I've got a little bursitis in my hip, and I've been using that too. And I'm so pleased. I want people to please try this product because it really, really works.
Not available in stores or on Amazon. Get yours factory direct at painfreeland.com. That's painfreeland.com. Use coupon code SAVE20 for 20% off and free shipping. Pain relief or your money back at painfreeland.com or call 877-577-2289. Not available in stores or on Amazon. Painfreeland.com. Coupon code SAVE20.
Active ingredient in Revive One has been shown to temporarily relieve pain associated with arthritis, muscle strains, sprains, and more. Use only as directed.
After public outcry, the IRS is allowing taxpayers to opt out of a program.
The Internal Revenue Service has announced that taxpayers will be able to forego the use of facial recognition software in order to access their online accounts following the big controversy over the use of biometric data. No biometric data, including facial recognition, will be required if taxpayers choose to authenticate their identity through a virtual interview, according to the IRS in their statement today. In addition, photos gathered so far from users will be deleted from ID.me servers over the next few weeks, and any new photos taken this year will not be stored on any of the company's servers. For the USA Radio News Washington Bureau, I'm John Hunt.
England's last coronavirus restrictions are going away. They include a legal requirement to self-isolate after testing positive, which is expiring Thursday. Free universal testing also ending in April. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wade Alaroot. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw. War Raw.
Billionaire investor Mark Cuban announced the launch of his online pharmacy at the beginning of the year. Cuban was asked on Fox Business if he'd ever consider running for president in the future, and he says he thinks this new company will be a better focus for him.
What I'm finding out, particularly with CostPlusDrugs.com, I can have a far greater impact than trying to pretend whether I'm a Republican or a Democrat and playing party politics.
He says the goal of the online pharmacy is to eliminate middlemen and bring lower drug prices to Americans. A Gallup poll released in September found that some 18 million Americans reported being unable to afford at least one doctor-prescribed medication in the previous 3 months. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau authorized the use of the Emergencies Act to end the Freedom Convoy trucker protest in Ottawa. Congresswoman Yvette Harrell says she's introducing legislation to give protesters temporary asylum.
This is ridiculous to see their bank accounts being frozen, their assets being frozen. It makes no sense, but let's provide temporary asylum until their government will stop using this Emergencies Act.
The New Mexico Republican making those comments as some Ottawa police and supporters of the Emergency Act believe it was necessary to end the protests and ensure safety of the Parliament building. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.